Yes, but it was a personal email to my sister. It wasn't a public email.
Do you stand by what you said in the email?
Well, absolutely. Well, you had to kind of know the prior story to figure it out. I was real disappointed when my candidate, Mitt Romney, wasn't elected. Now, my sister lives, they ranch in, up in central Montana. And shortly after the election, this would have been about a year ago. It was like the 12th of November 2012. Shortly after the election, she emailed me and said something like, "Why do you think we lost?" And then that's when that was about the answer that I gave her.
If I can read that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it says, quote, "It must mean there are more lesbians, queers, Indians, Mexicans, and then you use the N-word, than the rest of us."
Keep in mind, this was a personal email of mine to my sister.
Do you feel like those terms are something that might offend people?
Possibly, but I wouldn't say it in public. It wasn't meant to go public. It was strictly a comment to my sweet sister.
But those are terms you would use in private.
Well, I've never used them before, again, but like I say, this was a private email conversation with my sister.
You can see why people might be offended by those terms, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. If I'd have known that it was going to end up on the front page of everything, I wouldn't have done it. Obviously, I was real disappointed that Mitt Romney didn't win, and so was she, and I just a little bit teed off at the whole thing, and that's why I kind of blew my cork there, I guess.
It sounds like you do regret saying it now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I have, like I told the Gazette, I haven't said that to anybody ever, anybody other than his family member.
You did also, the paper says that you did say that if, quote, people got out with the real people, you'll see that people still use that word periodically.
Well, the point I'm trying to make there is this is Montana, and we're just a little bit more open and probably not quite as politically correct as we would be if we were in the Beltway or someplace. That was the point I was trying to make. I'm a Montana born and bred, so I'm fairly open in my speech. And, you know, I may say some things periodically that other people might not appreciate, but that's kind of the way we do it. From where I came from, I'm 70 years old, so I was born and raised at central Montana, and that's kind of the way we talked. And again, I'm sorry, but that's what I meant by being real.
Do you think not using those terms is being politically correct?
By not saying those terms? Oh, yeah, sure. It would be more politically correct, I guess. And if I had been in a political setting, I probably wouldn't have used those terms.
Are you racist, Mr. Linnington?
Absolutely not. I've got a granddaughter that's partly Negroid. No, I'm not a racist at all.
You're also a superintendent of schools for Yellowstone County, correct?
In name only. So, a lot of people don't understand what that is. The county superintendents are more financial than anything, and we fund school districts, rural schools. And since I'm the county treasurer, all the information that the school districts require comes from the county treasurer's office, so it's a logical place to put the county superintendents.
You have no intention of resigning over this?
Well, not right away. I wanted to visit with my county attorney a little bit.
It sounds like you're considering that, though.
Well, my term is up next year, so I may. I don't know. We're still kind of in that realm. We just haven't talked about it enough yet.
You're getting a lot of support?
I have 7 or 8 people support this. In fact, I've had no non-supporters this morning. I'm sure there'll be a flurry of letters to the editor, but I've had 7 personal either visits or calls this morning, and they were all positive.